gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy, and today's guest, I have hip-hop rising star, rapper Money. Money has an amazing story of triumph. For most people, being shot 5 times and being confined to a wheelchair could take away a person's will to live. But for hip-hop artist Money, it's had the opposite effect. Money is creating a huge buzz in D.C. area. And after spending the last year opening for artists such as Fat Trell and Pastor Choi, he was finally ready to release his new mixtape called Wheelchair Jimmy. The title makes light of his new reality. While he was attending Howard University, Money Pass finally caught up with him. He was gunned down and took 3 bullets in his back and 1 in his arm and leg. After 2 months in the hospital, Money was released. But the bullets didn't take away his life, but they did take away his ability to walk. And it definitely didn't take away his passion to perform. Please, please give a Psy Effect well welcome to Money. What up, Money?
Good.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, you know, relaxing and maxing. I'm cooling and fooling.
I hear you. I see, you know, you have an amazing story. You know, I can't imagine going through what you have been able to overcome. I want to commend you for that.
Yeah, thank you. It was all part of God's plan. I guess I got to give it up to him.
Amen. Amen. I definitely agree with that. Now, Money, where are you originally from? Where do you reside right now?
Right now I live in Washington, D.C. I've been living here since I was about 3. I was born in Abilene, Texas. That's
okay.
Where my parents met and all that. So that's where I was born, and then came back here. Well, my father's
okay.
Not from here, but my mother is, though.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in the industry, the music industry?
Well, honestly, today is like my first official day of business. Like, this is my first interview and all that. Like, I just dropped my mixtape on the 27th of March. So, I mean, like, that was my first, like, stepping to the door. So, but I started rapping when I was about 9 or 10, you know, like, playing around with it. But I started taking
right.
it serious when I was 15, though.
Wow, I'm honored to be the first person you've interviewed with. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Now, are there any other aspects of the music industry you would like to venture into? I know you rap, and do you produce? I know you probably write your own stuff, but are there any other areas in the music business you want to put out there in the universe that you want to dabble in besides being an artist?
Well, I don't know if you call them other aspects. I mean, of course, like, I'm trying to start my own label and all that. I want to make D.C. like the next Motown, like, I want to have us, like, producing hits, like, better than anybody. We are so talented. Like,
yes.
We got people who never took lessons on how to play instruments, and they know how to play instruments. Like,
wow.
We, you know, like, and it's just, like, normal, like, regular people, like, anybody. But, I mean, like, later on down the road, like, in my career, I would like to try, like, jazz or something. Like, I play the trumpet, so I might
nice.
Do something like yeah, when I'm finished with all the fast cars and loud music and shit.
You got to slow it down when you get a little older. You got to slow it down, turn the music down a notch, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, D.C. is pretty much known for its go-go. So is
yeah.
that something that you want to venture into as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm a push it on everybody, on the whole country. I'm going to have everybody listening to it.
Okay. Now, we're going to go back a bit. Share us, share with us about the day you were shot. What happened?
Well, I mean, it really wasn't much to it. I was, you know, I was loafing. Dude ran down on me, shot 7 times, hit me 5. Now I'm paralyzed. It wasn't a word said, wasn't none of that, you know. So, I mean, that's just what it was. So I that's why I say I charge it to God as part of his plan, I guess.
Now, what inspires you to continue to stay motivated?
My mom's God, knowing that he got this plan for me, he gave me this gift, this talent, my daughter's mother, even my niggas keep me going, you know, like my little brother,
right.
I got to compete with him, he's the number one football player in the city right now. So I got to compete with him for bragging rights in the family and all that.
And what's his name again?
Devin Butler, and he's committed to Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. Now, that's some news. Now, wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up right there.
You're on the rise, too.
Oh, so you got some hard work against you. You know, Devin is a man, you know?
Yeah, he's a man right now. Yeah, I got to catch up.
Yeah, you do. Now, I have been listening to your mixtape for the last week or two, and I picked 2 songs that I was feeling, and I want to share those right now. I'm going to play the first song called Streets Is Changing, and it's produced by Johnny Giuliano. So hold on a moment, everybody, and check this out.
Yeah, it's money.
JohnnyGiuliano.com.
Shit ain't the same out here, man. Niggas telling on each other. Bitches passing STDs and shit. What's going on in the world these days, man? Everything changes, but I ain't changing with it, though. I'ma say
this
the same.
This is an official DJ Bankroll presentation.
I get a little closer to the top for having a big house and just coasting in my drop. They poison in the crop cause they trying to kill us out. And these silly niggas, they don't know what that's about. But silly I am not, I got a plan and I'm sticking to it. They call me money cause I got a way of getting to it. See, I'm pouring out my soul, just listen to it. This ain't a movie, but you out here looking clueless. Who is clueless? Me, nobody even close. Your girl say she missed me before I leave the throne. And I be like, damn, started chill, I be back. Put my soul on the track, now how they gon' copy that? Niggas being copycats, niggas being fucking rats. What the hell is going on? Bring the real niggas back. The ones down for the money, all about their sex. And they ain't worried about a rumor, cause they look for facts. But
she's changing every day, these niggas tell the name. Bitches playing games, just stay the same. Everybody that changed, I'm here to make a difference. If you got it, then you tripping, cause she's changing every day, these niggas tell the name. Bitches playing games, just stay the same. Everybody that changed, I'm here to make a difference. If you got it, then you tripping, cause
that's my jam right there. You know, I've been rolling in my Camaro, playing that on like 20. The volume like on 20.
That's how you guys do it.
Oh, yes. Okay, if you can't listen to nothing like that under 10, volume 10, for real. I'm really feeling that one. That's one of my favorite ones. I'm going to play the second one I picked in a little bit. But going back to your being a student at Howard University, did you receive your degree yet from them?
Nah.
Or no?
Nah, I did nothing.
Now, I know all of that happened. Your being shot happened during the time that you were attending. Do you plan on going back to pursue that, or what's your plan right now?
I mean, I wasn't planning on it, but I don't know. I might do it for my mom. I don't know. She wants me to go back. So I might do it for her, you know, but I don't know. It depends on how this goes, you know?
Right. Hey, you got to do it for moms. And you know the degree is very important in the brother's hands right now. That's like a golden ticket. So really think about that, my brother, because you know even with a degree in the music business can take you further. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, who are your musical influences?
some of my biggest musical influences are Notorious B.I.G., of course.
Like,
my eyes, he's number one all-time greatest. That's my favorite rapper. But Eminem, he's in my top five. Like, I like how he said what he wanted to say. Like, he was, it was just him. And his deliverance and flow, that shit was like, that shit is amazing. Like, it ain't nobody else. UGK, Kanye, I like Kanye. I like the quality of music he makes. And, like, that's the quality of music I look to give to the world. So I like him.
I completely co-sign with all five, I think four or five people you named. Now, who do others compare your sound to? I personally think you kind of sound a little bit like Too Short. You know, like I said, I've been listening to it for the past week, and that's who I hear. Who have others said that they compare you to?
Well, that's the first time I heard Too Short, but when I was younger, when I was rapping, like, I heard Wayne, I heard Kanye, then, like, I was singing on my hooks. Like, I've been doing that since I've been recording. And so when Drake, like, I got that comparison to. My mother thinks I sound like Lupe Fiasco. And, like, when I dropped my mixtape recently, somebody told me I had, like, a Devin the Dude type of sound.
I can agree with that. And I didn't know that was you singing on the hook. Okay, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, that's me. All the things, the whole tape is me. Like, that's everything is me.
Wow. See, that's new information I didn't know. That's hot right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, does it offend you when you're compared to other artists? Like, if it's somebody that you're not really feeling, do you, like, get like, oh, man, this is crazy. Really? No.
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, because if it's somebody that's, like, established, that lets me know that it's, like, at least 1,000 to 5,000 people who will listen to my music off the simple fact that I sound like one of their favorite artists.
Right.
And, I mean, everybody doesn't have the voice to rap. And that people already, like, obviously say that I sound like people or something, like, it makes it seem like I belong. So, basically, that's, like, confirmation that I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, that's exactly right. I completely agree with you. Now, who would you like to collaborate with as far as artist or producer in the industry? Top two.
Currency, I fuck with Wiz, Devin the Dude. I like to do a song with Bobby. I like to do a song with Webby. I like Lola Monroe, too. And, you know, she's from the city, so I like to see if I can work that out, you know, because I like her flow. Like, she don't. I think me and Lupe will make some good shit together. Easy, Yo Gotti. I fuck with Tyler, the Creator, too. And I love him.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'd love to make a song with Gucci, too, though. Yeah, like, I think I'd make a hit with Gucci, though.
Okay.
That's my band.
I believe in putting things out in the universe and watch it come back, and it happened. So put it out in the universe, whoever will hear this interview, and you never know what can happen from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, I want to play the second song that I picked off your mixtape. Now, you know, if you're looking for somebody to pick your hits off your mixtape, I'm your girl. You know, you can holler at me. I'll help you out, and I'll pick out the three hits for you.
I got you. I remember that.
All right. Now, the second song I liked off of your mixtape was She's Rolling Dope. And, again, this is produced by Johnny Giuliano, and this is your boy, Money.
From the West Coast to the Dirty South, the one and only. DJ Bankroll.
Roll up, nigga. I'm a college girl's dream, and know the woman's fantasy. Roll up that green and take her to another planet. See, they niggas can't stand it. I can't do that either. That medical reefer is good for my paraplegia. I like hoes, don't need them. No main squeeze, no Jesus. I tackle their brains, keep them off their feet. I deplete them. I committed treason, so they take my head off. Yeah, she my sex slave. I don't let her head off. She just keep it down south. She straight up out the south. She give me good brain, yeah, she got a small mouth. Shit, your girl just might be who I'm talking about. Now she hanging up on you while you trying to talk it out. And it's all cause of me with my different kind of weed and my ability to give her everything she needs. She trying to be my girl, I tell her, bitch, please. All you can see is a forgotten memory, yeah.
DJ Bankroll mixtape.
I got her in the crib, she rolling through. I got her in the crib, she rolling through. Man, it's another nigga hoe, she rolling dope. This bitch don't even smoke, but she rolling dope. I got her in my whip, but she rolling through. I got her in the crib, she rolling through. Man, it's another nigga hoe, she rolling dope. This bitch don't even smoke, but she rolling dope. I'm a player, I never been a game. Now I ain't to say, I ain't never been a lame. I don't roll paper planes, I roll paper rockets. It's a shame you hate me cause you can't take the toxic. Call your girl over cause she wanna play doctor. I'm in the herbalism, yeah, I got that from my roster. You showed her what that dirt is, I showed her what that purpose. Now every time you talking about smoking, she throw a perfect. Well, we smoke priceless, but you smoke worthless. We playing shirts and skins, you know who's shirtless. It's no guessing, I got her in my hand, fired up that medicine, and she forgot about her man. I got a plan, me and her gon' get as high as we can. No gravity in my house, we ain't never gon' land. I need extra bread, that's extra dough. And I need some extra head from all of you extra hoes. I got her in my whip, she rolling through. I got her in the crib, she rolling through. Man, it's another nigga hoe, she rolling dope. This bitch don't even smoke, but she rolling dope. I got her in my whip, but she rolling through. I got her in the crib, she rolling through. Man, it's another nigga hoe, she rolling dope.
I need a quarter. That was Rolling Dope by my boy Money. Now Money, that's, you know, I let that one play a little longer because, you know, I was really feeling that one. Now what sample did you use on it? That I can't remember the name because that was one of my favorite songs. What samples are you using in that song, Rolling Dope?
I don't even know. That's Johnny's beat. Like, I just found it on the internet and wrote it. Like, I don't even know.
You know, and I forgot to really look it up before I got, you know, got you on here to interview. And I think it's The Strangest Love by George Duke, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what it is. That was one of my favorite songs, and it's on the tip of my tongue right now. But I love that song. I love that sample that you used for that. That's hot.
Yeah, I like that beat too. Like, as soon as I heard it, like, I started writing to it, like, before I even bought it and all that.
Now, what are your top three favorite tracks on your mixtape?
My top three are In My City, She Rolling Dope, and Fire That Bud Up.
Nice. I like Fire That Bud Up too. That was a hard choice.
Yeah.
The peak that one and the streets is changing. I was feeling that one too. I don't smoke, but I get that contact high. Now, do you have any regret regarding the route you've taken to get where you are now?
No, I mean, everything I did was for a reason. Everything that happened to me was for a reason. So, I mean, like, I might not even be sitting here doing an interview. Something different would have happened. So, I'm
right.
Like, that's the way it is.
I hear you. You're absolutely right. Now, what would you, before we go, what advice would you give someone coming into the industry right now?
Just be yourself. Don't come out trying to be nobody you ain't. Like, that's the worst thing, like, you could do. Like, that's destroying the art. Like, just be you. You can do whatever type of music you want to do. You want to make rock and roll, then make it. It don't matter where you come from. Like, what's your name, what color you are, none of that. Like, you want to make classical music, you want to play Bach and Mozart and all that, do it then.
Right.
Just don't be perpetrating.
Right, don't sell your soul. You know, that's what Charlie Murphy told me.
Don't be a sellout. Exactly, you got it right.
That was the best advice that I was given when I started doing comedy. Charlie Murphy told me to not sell my soul to the business of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, that's advice to me. Yeah. Now, are you on Twitter or Facebook? Anywhere? You know, anybody connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at GreenTeam_money. That's green like the color, team like the sports team, and money like cash, chicken, dinero, whatever, pesos, whatever you want to call it.
Now, where can they download your mixtape or purchase your mixtape from?
My mixtape is on datpiff.com, and the name of it is Wheelchair Jimmy. The artist name is Money. It's on HDMixtapes.com, too. You can find it on there also if you have any problems on that. It's just HD, like, you know, like television and mixtapes.
All right. Okay. Now, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story and sharing your music. I am definitely a fan right now. And you are welcome. Whatever you're doing in the future, you want to share more music with me, just hit me up, you know, call me, sigh. I got some more heat for you. By all means, you're welcome on the show anytime. You are official Psy Effect family member. Okay, Money?
All right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I'm going to definitely keep you updated on everything, because I plan on flooding. I'm going to flood the game. I'm dropping everything I write when I write it. So I'm going to keep you posted for sure.
All right, baby. I feel your passion. Thank you so much. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's special guest, artist, rap artist, Money. You can tune in and check me out each and every Monday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect. Until then, peace and love.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Psy Effect.